Hey, this is MuckDog from themoneygoround.com. It is Monday, December 19th, 2016. Hey, how you doing? Thanks for listening. I do appreciate it. And there is a ton of stuff in the news today. Ton of stuff. Let's just start with the bad news. Then we'll get to the stock market and just some various stock news. First, the bad news. Russian ambassador in Turkey was shot today. And in Berlin, in a Christmas market, a truck runs into a crowd. There you go. Those are ongoing stories right now. If you turn it to any of the news channels, they're covering those things. The electors are also voting, and it looks like everything's going as planned, except in the state of Washington, four electors, Hillary electors, went for somebody else. Three went for Colin Powell, and one went for, I don't know, a spotted eagle or something like that. I think one of the Democratic electors in Maine also voted for Bernie Sanders. And but so far, the elector defectors, have been Democrats, right? Texas isn't in yet, but Trump, last I saw, had 259 electoral votes on his way to 270. And we'll see if any of the Republicans defect, if the guy in Texas does, and if any of the electors are replaced by the states. So there you go. So the market today was up a little bit, right? It was up more earlier. Just a small gain. NASDAQ led a little bit. Crude was down a little bit. Gold was up a little bit. So the market was fairly flat. Yeah. So there you go. Still not quite at Dow 20,000. Be interesting to see if we can get there this year or not. Starting to feel like, yeah, I don't know. Market's starting to flatten out. Since Election Day, the S&P 500 is up about 5.5%, and the Dow is up about 8%, a little more than 8% now. And CNN Money has a Fear and Greed Index, and it is flashing extreme greed, FYI. $63 billion has been plowed into stocks after Trump's win. So a lot of people jumping into stocks. Janet Yellen touted the strong job market. She was speaking at a mid-year commencement address at University of Baltimore. She told the graduates that you are entering the strongest job market in nearly a decade. And she also said that there are indications wage growth is picking up. Well, the minimum wage is being pushed up, right, in a lot of places. But is that true? We have the strongest job market in nearly a decade? I mean, the labor unemployment rate is awfully... or the labor participation rate is awfully low, near historic lows, right? Depends who you believe. I mean, people say that's retired people retiring, but that may be only about a quarter of it. And the big labor participation drop has happened in the ages of like 25 to 55, when you think people would be working. Instead, they're doing other things. And some people had said the, you know, like Obamacare and some of the other benefits that are now, you know, basically free if you don't have enough money, you know, that's enticing people not to work. So maybe they're choosing not to work. And that's a reason for the decline in the labor participation rate. You gotta know, a lot of things influences it. Well, here's a contrarian indicator. Harry Dent. You know, Harry Dent, he wrote a book right before the 2000 crash called The Roaring 2000s. And, you know, basically saying demographic trends, people saving for retirement would push the market up. And we really had a bad decade, right? So anyways, he's been kind of a contrarian indicator. So here's some bad news. Harry Dent is bullish. So he's he no longer believes a crash is imminent. So in 2011, he said the market would be cut in half. In 2013, he said we would see a year and a half long crash. And just a little over a week ago, on December 10th, he said the Dow could fall 17,000 points. So right now the Dow's like just like 19,000, right? So, yeah. But now he's changed his mind. He says that Trump is an economic positive. At least the market sees Trump as an economic positive instead of a destabilizing force. So, quote, the market has flipped from seeing Trump as an impulsive wrecking ball to some kind of messiah, and it's doing so on high volume since the election. It's totally buying his premise to grow the economy 3-4% sustainably again. End quote. However, he's still long-term bearish because of aging demographics, and he thinks that'll keep economic growth stagnant going forward. That's Harry Dent. Bill Clinton in the news today, Fox News reporting, so you know it must be true. Bill Clinton bashes Trump, blames angry white men and FBI Director James Comey for Hillary's loss. Some of that may be true. Maybe angry workers, I would say. People who are frustrating in the job market, no matter what Janet Yellen says. People have lost their job, and Trump came in saying, he's going to get your job back. I think that was probably more than angry white men or James Comey or Russia. Donald Trump adds another billionaire to his team. So he's getting picked on for adding, you know, very successful billionaires to his team. And this time to be Trump's pick for Secretary of the Army is Vincent Viola. He's a New York businessman and an NHL hockey team owner. Secretary for the Armor. Hey, I thought that was Corporal Klinger was the Secretary of the Armor. Boom, boom, boom. Did you watch Sunday Night Football last night? See Ezekiel Elliott's celebration after he scored a touchdown? So in the game against Tampa Bay last night, Ezekiel Elliott scored a touchdown. And then as he celebrated running out of the end zone, there was a giant Salvation Army kettle. And he jumped into it, right? Of course, he got a flag for that, 15-yard penalty. And reportedly, the NFL is going to fine him for that sort of thing. But today, Ezekiel came out and he said that whatever he gets fined, he's going to match that with a donation to the Salvation Army. I thought that was very cool. Way to go, Ezekiel. I am a big fan now. Even though I don't like the Cowboys, I'm a big fan of you. That's great. Disney's up, I think it's at nearly highs. I think it's up for the year now. So there's some folks talking about it. It got an upgrade today. But there's also some people that are saying, hey, maybe it's time to short Disney because of ESPN and also because internationally with the dollar weakening overseas, that'll translate into less profits. So there's always something to worry about, right? They got Rogue One, which has been a huge hit. What is it domestically now? I don't know. 155 million here and 135 million overseas or something, or billion. Billion or million. It's a million. And it's going to be released in China over New Year's, so they're going to make a lot of money. They got movies coming out next year, and theme parks should do well. We'll get hit with the currency conversion, and people are cutting the cord with ESPN, so, and that's a big money maker. Oracle is going to find customers who thought they were using free Java. So when you use Java, you download free software. It's and you can use Java SE. I think that's the standard edition. However, whenever you write code and distribute it to other machines, you have to use the Java Runtime Engine, I think, JRE installer, and that software is not free to use. So Oracle is doing some audits, and folks are getting bills for those audits. So, So that will that make IT companies change to something else? I mean, Microsoft C#.net's not free either. So, anyways. Interesting. I talked about Amazon Go using self-checkout with your cell phones. Sam's Club, scan and go app. You can also do the same thing now. So you scan each item as you put it in your cart. And then when you go to checkout, there's somebody at the exit and they just look at your app, check in. They can scan and see what you bought and check to see that you have paid for it. Surreal is the Merriam-Webster's word of the year. Surreal. Boeing is going to cut costs, lay off employees, and voluntary and involuntary layoffs. Intense competition and flagging jet sales market. Well, probably didn't help when Donald Trump said $4 billion for Air Force One. Are you kidding me? Anyways, hey, I'm running out of time already. I had a lot to talk about today. I'm actually even leaving stuff off. Go out there and shop. Bye, bye, bye.
And the music in the background is from PodSafe Music at musicalley.com. This is The Idiot Show with Rob Skane. See ya.